With SRN News, Thomas Thomason. It is back to the drawing board for House Speaker Mike Johnson after a combination stopgap spending election integrity bill went down to defeat in the House and a partial government shutdown looms at month's end.
On this vote, the yeas are 202, the nays are 220, two voting present. The bill is not passed.
The legislation that failed would have linked temporary government funding with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Democrats overwhelmingly opposed the measure. Earlier in the day, Johnson spoke to reporters advocating in favor of the bill.
If you have a small percentage of the millions and billions of illegals who came over the border in the last 4 years under Border Czar Kamala Harris's policies, they can throw an election. They can throw the majority of the House.
Lawmakers need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a partial shutdown when the new fiscal year begins October 1st. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
In light of the Trump assassination attempts, there's been talk of boosting the budget of the Secret Service, but would that really make a difference? Republican Congressman Steve Scalise notes the Secret Service has enjoyed multiple budget increases in recent years.
What cannot be a strategy? Clearly, I think there's divine intervention. I know the Speaker has said that, too. But at the same time, the Secret Service has to do better. And keep in mind, as we talk about adding this extra protection, every year since 2017, Congress has added more money to the Secret Service's budget than they even requested in their budget.
And former President Trump says the assassination attempts have only strengthened his resolve to campaign with renewed vigor. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's defense minister says his country's war on terror is entering a new phase. But he has said nothing about those exploding Hezbollah pagers and walkie-talkies in Lebanon. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 492 points. The Nasdaq futures 407 points higher. This is SRN News. Canadians prepare a major demonstration.
The second annual million-person march for children is scheduled to take place Friday in cities all across the country. The event is being organized by the activist group Hands Off Our Kids, which says, quote, "We refuse to stand by while the government and school system allow sexually explicit content and gender ideology to be distributed in our classrooms." The march is being backed by a coalition of Christian and Muslim parents who are disturbed by what their kids are being exposed to in school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republic of Georgia's parliament has approved legislation designed to limit the LGBT agenda, echoing laws adopted in neighboring Russia. The bill includes bans on same-sex marriages, adoptions by gay couples, and public endorsement or depictions of LGBT relationships in the media. It also bans sex change operations. Russia has enacted similar bans. The trend in Eastern Europe is to adopt laws protecting religion and the traditional family, while states in Western Europe are moving in the opposite direction. California's new law on AI-generated election interference is facing some legal challenges.
California now has some of the nation's strictest laws on election deepfakes. After Governor Gavin Newsom signed three this week, they banned the use of AI to create and circulate false images and videos in political ads close to Election Day. But two of the three laws are already being challenged in court. One that takes effect immediately allows any individual to sue for damages, while the other requires large online platforms like X to remove the deceptive material starting next year. The lawsuit, filed by a person who created parody videos of Kamala Harris, says the laws censor free speech. I'm Ben Thomas.
Homebuilder stocks having a banner year, outpacing the broader market. There's a wave of optimism that mortgage rates will fall and that will boost the sales of new homes. More details at SRNnews.com.